thing that went well is that Tom Brady and Gronk, number one, the chemistry is there, and number two, the productivity is still there. I mean, Gronk, 7 catches for 123. He's the first player to have 100-plus yards receiving in a patch opener since Wes Welker did it, I think, back in 2010, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, these two players and all that was made about them missing part of OTAs and voluntary minicamps and all that, well, here they are when it counts in week one, making plays right off the bat, a beautiful back shoulder throw to get a touchdown. Gronk played well on the outside. He played well in the middle of the field. Brady was 16 of 23 throwing outside the numbers where your arm strength has to be at its optimum. They played very, very well.
My only concern is the wide receivers were, I mean, I know this is in part because Edelman isn't around, but the wide receivers pretty much weren't out there. I mean, Dorsett caught 7, and then I think Hogan had 1 catch yesterday, and that was about it. I understand that's sort of the Patriot way. You throw a lot to White. Hell, James Devlin
had 4 catches.
He had 4 catches yesterday. Give that boy a game ball. That's got to be a career high. But, I mean, I was a little concerned about that. But, yeah, Dorsett, despite the fact that he was pretty much the only wide receiver involved, the only wideout that did anything yesterday, he had that breakout game that we talked about on Friday as being one of the guys on this list of 4 or 5 that had to have that kind of a game, and he did.
I think Tom Brady was what went right. I want to say Rex Burkhead, though, didn't come out to the average I thought he was. I thought it would be over a 4-point average, but he was kind of right about that one. The first team defense, just the defense overall in the Patriots, was just absolutely awesome. They had Deshaun Watson just, you know, flustered. I don't know if it's the defense or maybe it's Deshaun Watson. I've got to rethink about what I thought about Deshaun Watson. I don't want to take anything away from the Patriots defense, but Deshaun Watson was that bad. I mean, I'm really disappointed in him. And I know, like you said, it's just this semi-second year because he was hurt and he only took over half of the first year. But I'm extremely disappointed that he put up numbers like that.
Well, the numbers for Watson weren't good. Listen to these. It's his first time completing less than 50% of his passes in any of his 8 career games. He was 17 of 35. He was under duress on 23 of 42 dropbacks.
That's
wow. 55%.
That's a lot.
That's the highest pressure rate on any quarterback in the last 2 seasons.
The offensive line did him no favors.
The highest, and Matt Verderama Fansided told us that. He told us that the Texans' offensive line was one of the worst in the sport, along with Indianapolis's and probably Seattle's too. He said that to us on Thursday when we spoke to him, and he was proved right. He was sacked 3 times, hit on 12 others, and under duress 55% of the time. I like the fact that the Patriots were able to keep the Texans out of the end zone. And that sounds very, very basic and rudimentary, but the Texans got into the red zone 3 times and ended up with 6 points. They ended up with 6 points out of 3 red zone trips. And when you talk about why can teams not beat the Patriots, is because the Patriots convert 7s better than everybody else does.
And while they were not getting the thing into the end zone, the Patriots were scoring 3 touchdowns. Yes. And all of a sudden it's 21-6 at the half and the game's over. Absolutely. Oh, another game ball. Ryan Allen. I mean, that punt at the end of the game there to the 1-yard line.
Yes.
That was very, very important.
Going to make him go 99 yards
at the
end.
Yeah, that's all, though. 99 yards to go ahead and tie this or win the game.
I did like overall the special teams play. You mentioned that. Now, Riley McCarron fumbled a punt, but Jeremy Hill blocked a punt. You had Steven Gostkowski, who's a guy that we've wondered about in the past about, okay, he's missed some big kicks. Is this going to be the year where he just falls off? He was good yesterday. Ryan Allen was good at the end. By and large, special teams played well yesterday. And I did. I've been calling for it all year. I did like the creativity in the play calling. We heard before the game that Josh McDaniels got some lucrative 5-year deal to stay as the Patriots offensive coordinator and the highest paid OC in the league. I thought he did pretty well yesterday schematically. We saw Cordarrelle Patterson get 3 rushes. We saw them use him on a jet sweep, do some things that they didn't do last year that I thought they could have done with Brandon Cooks. I've been calling for it all year. I saw a play, and I won't break down the tape here because no one else is looking at what I'm looking at, but I saw a play that I went through pretty thoroughly yesterday after the game where they had both James White and Rex Burkhead in the game, and they were able to scheme it so that it ended up being where Burkhead ended up in the backfield, and there was a defensive back who was responsible for him who was in the box covering the run, and a linebacker was responsible for James White at wide, so you took the linebacker out and put him in coverage, and you put the smaller DB in the middle trying to stop the run, and Burkhead was able to run for 4 or 5 yards with that look.
You know what's disgusting already? The Patriots are already going to have home field advantage for the playoffs. I mean, the Bills stink. They're going to beat them twice. The Jets stink. They're going to beat them twice. And they'll split with the Dolphins. Yep. And they'll go 5-1.
As always.
That's unbelievable. That's how bad the AFC East is already.
Already whining.
Just
Ernie.
Lousy.
Already
Mojo and Milton whining. Said, I just tuned in. Did you give the game ball to the Cleveland Browns yet? No, we've not done yet. Brian in Richmond says, can we please talk about the AFC East leaders, the Miami Dolphins?
There you go. Go ahead. Yeah. Here's your chance. 1 minute. Go.
I just couldn't stand it with the 4-hour delay, 2 hours and then 2 hours. It was killing me. Tannehill, I thought, was pretty good.
He was.
20 of 26 or 20 of 28 or something like that. I'm not sure.
20 of 28.
Yeah. Okay. For a guy that hasn't played in a year, he managed the offense really well. They both had run backs. That's the first time that's happened in the fourth quarter ever, I believe, in the NFL, one by each team. Yeah. At least I think it has. I'm not sure. And they had a 75-yard touchdown. So the thing that was most impressive was the Dolphins' defense. Take away Minnesota, Jacksonville. Dolphins might be one of the top three defenses under the radar. I don't know if they're up with Minnesota and Jacksonville and those types. But they're a pretty damn good defense. So I like what I saw.
I mean, he had the 75-yard you were talking about. But,
But how that's the one that beat Malcolm Butler. He beat Malcolm Butler on that.
I didn't see the end of that game. Was there anyone left in the stadium?
No. No, no, it was pretty empty. And rightfully so. Yeah, who the hell's going to stick around for that?
As for what didn't go well for the Patriots, I just wanted to get back to this.
Yeah, go ahead, go.
I know. Sorry about that.
Ball security wasn't great. Gronk had a fumble that he lost. Riley McCarron with the punt. Rex Burkhead fumbled as well at one point. Stephon Gilmore had two penalties on the same drive. Overall, he played pretty well and was part of that pick in the end zone, but two holding penalties, I believe, on the same drive. I wonder if they utilize the backfield enough. Now, you know how much I love Rex Burkhead, and I'm glad he got the lion's share.
18 touches,
of the carries,
yeah.
18 carries. Yeah. But then it was only, four carries for Jeremy Hill and three for James White or so. I love the running back by committee. I love the different variations that they can throw at you. I don't know that they utilize it enough. So I praise Josh McDaniel for the play calling, but I would like to see everybody get in some touches. Jeremy Hill is out for the season. Right. That's a loss. He played well yesterday. A guy who made an impact that I didn't expect to make an impact at all, to be honest with you, when they signed him. Sony Michel didn't play, obviously.
That's a shame.
Jacob Hollister didn't. Derek Rivers, a surprise scratch. He didn't play as well. And one more thing. The team was 4 of 14 on third down. 4 of 14 on third down. Three of those conversions went to Gronk. If we're pointing to something that I'm worried about moving forward, it is... who is going to step up in the pass game other than Gronk? Because when you take him out of it, they're 1 of 11 on third down. That's where you miss a Julian Edelman or a Danny Amendola.
Right, and you've got to have Chris Hogan stepping up when you're missing a guy. I mean, Edelman's going to come back and partially cure that, no question about it, because that's Brady's boy, and he's going to be looking for him just like he looks for Gronk. But you've got to get Hogan stepping up. I would add to that list Dante Hightower. I mean, everybody was so bummed when he got hurt last year. He was a captain. They took his captaincy away this year, which surprised me. But I think he's fading, and he didn't do much of anything. I think he had a fumble recovery yesterday, which is great, but he just didn't seem to be a factor at all, and I expected him to come back with a vengeance.
By the way, these are our own personal laptops, because I'd like to sell my laptop so I get as much money as I can to bet on Jacksonville against the Patriots next weekend. So if you'd like to buy my laptop, I'm selling my Terrain. I'm selling Rich's car, and I'm going to pocket the money.
Oh, there's a big purchase.
I'll sell whatever I can. Whoever wants to buy. Everything must go.
My car's got to be worth. My car's got to be worth at least $800 and plus $500 in duct tape.
Do you know the Patriots are actually favored in that game? By the way,
what's the spread?
Really? That surprises me.
Yeah, it opened up as a pick'em, and then the Patriots jumped up to a 2-point favorite. So obviously, people don't know what the hell they're doing. I am selling everything. If you want to buy any clothes, double XL. Kent State shirts, we're all good to go.
And you're still on for I get one of your days off.
Yes,
for 2019.
Absolutely. No, okay. There's no way Jacksonville loses at home to the dreaded New England Patriots.
Okay.
Just not happening, my friend. It ain't going to happen. Brady, what do we got coming up next?
We'll do the exact same thing we just did about the Giants. What worked, what didn't. They're 0-1. Was it as bad as the record has you feeling?
Right. That's coming up next. You're in the